Irving Berlin once declared, "The history of America can be traced through its music." Graduate students from the Music History Seminar course at USU will be tracing the events that occurred in World War I through music and lecture. Their goal is to present how music reflects the complex sentiments that come with fighting in a war, and, in turn, how music itself influenced individuals during that time. Brody Craney, a graduate student in piano performance and pedagogy, will be one of the presenters at the event.
You know, when I was thinking about talking with you today, there was a great, great author, Glenn Watkins, who wrote a book about music in World War I. He says that music reminds us of its capacity to incite and to calm, to preach and demoralize, to jeer and to cheer, and finally, to lament and memorialize. Collectively, it offered a heady mixture that traversed the entire landscape between heaven and hell. And as we think about World War I, there's the patriotic anthems that come in each nation. There are the marches as we send soldiers off to war, all the way to the laments and lullabies of soldiers gone and the horrors of war.
Students will present a wide spectrum of musical genres and styles from this period. Performances of works by composers such as Holst, Cohen, Stravinsky, McCroon, Vincent, and Debussy will be on the program.
Over there, over there.
A particular piece that I'll be performing is called Over There by George M. Cohan. He received a Congressional Gold Medal from Franklin D. Roosevelt for that piece, amongst others. That particular song is where we get the phrase, "The Yanks are coming." And it's a great marching tune, and it's a little bit of the lighter side of when we send soldiers off to war as opposed to when we don't get to see them come back home.
Associate Professor of Musicology, Dr. Christopher Shear, says his class has spearheaded this event as a final project to mark this very significant cultural anniversary on the USU campus.
Well, music can be a kind of reflection, a mirror of culture of the time, and in it we can sense, you know, what it was like to be there at that time, to have those experiences. Many composers went to war during the First World War, and came back and had to deal with what they saw, what they did, and what happened through their art, not just composers, in fact, you know, visual artists and writers and so on.
The event will be held on the Utah State University campus in the Fine Arts Building, room 214, Saturday, April 12th at 6:30 p.m. For Utah Public Radio, this is Allie Snow.